On behalf of Archbishop Schnur and Father King, and all those who benefit from the ministries your support through the annual Catholic Ministry of Appeals, I thank you. And I thank you personally, since I'm the spiritual director of the seminary and the formation director for the permanent diaconate. Part of your gift goes over to the seminary to help us educate your future pastor, future deacons that you're going to be having very shortly. Pete Cacavari will be ordained in a couple months. I'm working with him. And future deacons-to-be and other men and women lay members of the church who will continue to proclaim the good news. So your generosity is helping me and the faculty over to seminary prepare for future priests and ministers of the church. So I thank you very much. I think you were pleased with Christian and with Sean Wilson, and I think all the men over there are doing a great job, and I think they'll be good pastors in the future, so your generosity is helping them. A thought from the gospel today, Jesus says that today this word is fulfilled in your hearing. Today is a very specific moment of time, today. And all of us are very busy throughout our days, but God is asking us to listen to him today. And he's asking us to respond to him today. It might be easier if we waited till maybe like we're out of high school, or once maybe we're established in our lives, or maybe once I'm retired. Then I could spend more time in prayer and study and reflection. But none of us are promised that. So God is asking you and I to respond to him today. That amidst our burdens, our joys, our sufferings, our even our sins, if we unite those to God today, he can take all of that. He can take us and do something great with us. And to be of help to us in all those moments that we find so difficult and where we find him in the blessings. So today, listen for his voice and respond to it.